If they were to leave the system within the next 2 hours, it would make for more relaxed negotiations when the hegemony fleet arrives.
Well, you know, it's funny, but our relationship with the Imbeciles seems to be just fine, Greg said. But I'll certainly pass that on to the Joint Command, although you should realise that they'll be looking for some guarantees in return. No planetary bombardment, no atmospheric destabilisation, no attempt at ground invasion, that sort of thing. That would be a great starting point, I think. He leaned back a little. Mind you, I have to say, with great respect, by the way, that there seems to be a wee question hanging over your own fleet's integrity, so to speak. We got the impression that you've had a few problems yourself.
Ngasa gave a dismissive gesture. Minor disciplinary matters, nothing more.
Officers and captains refusing direct orders? Officers and captains being shot dead or thrown in the brig? Using loyal ships to corral whole ships that have gone rogue? Stop me if any of this is sounding a wee bit familiar.
Mr. Cameron, said the adjutant angrily.
It's all right, Neville, said the Vice Admiral. Your information is quite accurate, Mr. Cameron. And courtesy of the Imbecile, I expect.
They do have some rather fine sensor technology, I'm led to believe. Just then, the adjutant took a data pad from his waist clip, wordlessly indicated it to the Vice Admiral, who nodded. The adjutant rose from the table and left by the main door, the data pad raised to one ear.
As I said, Mr. Cameron, a disciplinary problem, Ngasa continued. Admittedly, the nature and timing of it is worrying, but the situation is firmly under control.
I see, sir, said Greg. So you've locked up everyone with an AI implant, then?
Ngasa gave him a mildly incredulous look. I'm sorry, but that would be an extreme and irrational response. It would deprive my ships of scores of capable officers and crew who have proved their loyalty beyond question.
Greg nodded, exchanging a brief look with Berg. Well, I can see your point, he said. Sounds sensible. So, I guess you have folk on your own staff who have implants? He gestured, perhaps even yourself?
Ngasa smiled and shook his head. My parents were a little old-fashioned and disapproved of the practice, and by the time I was old enough to decide for myself, I found that I just didn't care for the idea. And yes, some of my staff are equipped with implants, like my adjutant Neville. Why do you ask?
That was when the adjutant Neville entered the room carrying a beam pistol. Hands on your heads, he said. Over to the wall.
What the stinking hell are you doing, Neville? Said the Vice Admiral with stunned anger. Are you a traitor too?
Do as I said, Neville said, suddenly shifting his aim to cover Greg and Berg.
No heroics. Do it.
Greg linked his hands and put them behind his head, then moved towards the bulkhead. Berg didn't move. So, how is Neville? Berg said. Is he even in there anymore? The adjutant's mouth twitched into a half smile. Not for quite some time.
Hands on your head and move!
Berg clasped his hands behind his head, took a step and paused, glancing over at the doorway.